Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Joining us now is the National Institute of Health Director, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. Thank you so much for joining us in St. Louis.
Oh, it's an honor. Nice to talk with you.
So we got this big bill, and part of it is looking at Medicare, Medicaid. And I got to tell you, there's been a lot of ads running on television and radio right now that are trying to scare people about government spending when it comes to Medicaid reform in the big, beautiful bill. And, you know, it's so interesting because the fear factor alone gets people motivated and they don't really look beyond the surface, which is kind of a shame. And maybe that's one of the things that you could do. You can tell us what exactly is going to happen to Medicaid under the big, beautiful bill.
So the thing about Medicaid, it's obviously an important program for providing health care for the poor and the disabled. That's the purpose of it, right? But what it become is essentially, in many states, a catch-all program to provide benefits that have often nothing to do with, at least not directly with health. And it's structured in a way where able-bodied people the states will get a larger subsidy from the federal government for able-bodied people than they will for, you know, people who are actually disabled, people who are actually really sick and poor. What the big beautiful bill is it restructures the focus of the Medicaid program so that it benefits the poor and the disabled, the people for whom the benefit was originally designed, much more. It extends the work requirements. So that you actually, you know, it's actually good for people's health to work, to be off work if you are able to work is not a good thing. And so what it says is, look, if you're able to work, you should work to qualify for Medicaid. And I think all of that is actually, I don't understand the fear mongering. I mean, I get in a sense it's politics, so I understand the fear mongering in that sense. But as far as like substantively, the way that that we treated Medicaid before is more like a pure essentially a boondoggle rather than the thing it's supposed to be, which is a lifeline for the poor and the disabled to have health care while they're unable to work. Rather than this sort of like catch-all thing that it's going to become more like that again under the big beautiful bill.
Yeah, there's a couple of different ways you can accomplish this. You can look at it and say, we need to reevaluate where this money is going and make sure it's prioritized properly so we're at least pragmatic in the way we spend it. Another big portion of this is the Make America Healthy Again, which is, I think in some ways, for all the criticisms I've had about Obamacare, preventative type of care was something that was a big part of it. And part of preventative care is to make sure we keep ourselves healthy. And I think in the same spirit, in some ways, that's something that a lot of people can agree on. And part of the commission, the Make America Healthy Again Commission, is looking at just that when it comes to our diets and some of the things that we put in our body. And this is one of the major initiatives that you guys are putting on.
Absolutely. So the key idea and the impetus behind the Make America Healthy Again bill is report is that America is not healthy. Life expectancy has been flatlined since 2012, even though we're spending tremendous amounts of money. We have vast expanses in our expansions in our Medicaid program and the Medicare program and private health spending, and that, but that has not translated over to improved health. We have chronic disease problems like heart disease. We have diabetes. We have obesity rates are among the highest in the world, and we have kids who are obese at high rates, highest in American history, and that'll translate to poor, less healthy lives. We actually face a situation where we can expect our kids to live shorter, less healthy lives than we did. And so what the Make America Healthy Again report is a clarion call to do something really to understand that's the crisis that we face and to change the mechanisms of how we manage health in the government so that we encourage people to be healthier. And this is an all of the above approach. So, you know, what the food we eat, what environmental exposures we have, a call to like to encourage people to do exercise, as is appropriate for them. It's kind of an all of the above kind of approach. But it leads to like simple things. Like, so for instance, should we have in our food stamp program the ability to buy sugary drinks? I can tell sorry, go ahead.
I would say that, and it's okay. I think we bring up these type of debates, which is worthy debates. I remember when we debated if you should be able to use your EBT card at a strip club, like people were using it at places that were totally inappropriate. So if you're talking about the health of children, and that's why you see a lot of schools rooting out sodas inside of the schools and things like that, because they realize that, hey, this isn't really great to pump a lot of this stuff into the kids nonstop. And same thing with what you're discussing here. There's some things that the government is allowing you to get for nutrition for your bodies. The intent is to give you nutrition. So are we going to put things in these bodies that are nutritious? So that's why you have to have these debates.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is we have to have real excellent gold standard science for getting the right, you know, sort of advice and guidance to people, right? So we've had, a generation of the food pyramid. And what's it resulted in is basically a malnourished America where we have evidence of obesity. All these are what they suggest is that we have a kind of crisis where we don't really have the right science to guide people about what the right thing to eat is. If you just think about like what happened with the advice for eggs, when I was little. My family, my dad had a heart attack. We were scared to death of eggs because the advice from public health was if you eat eggs, you're gonna die immediately or something. So I didn't have eggs when I was little. Then the advice changed to, well, you can have whites, but don't eat the yolks. And then it was like, okay, well, maybe you can have a couple, but just be careful. And now it's eggs are a wonder food. The problem is we need excellent science that's reproducible, that doesn't just serve, commercial interests, but actually reflects real reality. And the idea isn't to say, oh, don't eat this or don't eat that. The idea is to say, well, here's what the actual information, the actual scientifically valid information is, independently verified by independent research teams, reproducible, and then you can make your choices about what to do. But you know, if I exercise 30 minutes a day, here's the benefits. And that's not exaggerated. But like real actual findings of scientific studies that are reproducible. And so I think that's another idea of the Maha report is let's get back to excellent science. A lot of what happened during COVID, for instance, is there any such thing as immunity after you get COVID, or is, will masking your toddler stop you from getting and spreading COVID, which shows that the scientific engines of our country essentially have been, I don't want to say corrupted, maybe too strong, but not really following rigorous protocols for validating truth. And so what the Maha report says is let's get back to excellent science.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And that is something that was, I think, concerning to a lot of people because going back to COVID, you realize sometimes the decisions were made because they looked at it as in the best interest of the country, as opposed to what's truthful and what's best for you. So they took that choice away from you. And I think that a lot of parents really found that troubling, because if they were to raise a question, they were immediately confronted with, well, this is what the government is telling us. And we find out later the government wasn't always telling you the truth. Dr. Jay Bhattacharya is the National Institute of Health director. And I mean, when you work on this MAHA report, Make America Healthy Again, part of it is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And, you know, he's looked at this almost on a grand scale, and it's something that he's studied for his life. And I look at it, you talk about simple things you can do, and I think there's things on a macro level as an individual and as a family, you can change certain things, but there's going to be things that you probably didn't know about, and there's things that you can't change, and that's why you need people like RFK Jr. that know these things and to try to do it for the best. For example, one of the big things we're talking about, these artificial dyes that add nothing to flavor but have all these other health consequences. Why are we allowing certain things to happen in this country when other countries have outlawed it? So it kind of works on a big and a small scale at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to take a lot. It's not going to be one thing, but that food dyes is a good example, right? So the philosophy in Europe is, if you don't know for sure it's safe, you're not really really shouldn't be giving it to people at scale, right? So why have petroleum-based food dyes if you haven't proven it's safe? In this country, unless it's proven unsafe, you could just give it to people at scale. The government doesn't test those food dyes for health effects extensively. It's just assumed to be safe. There's literally something called a standard called generally recognized as safe. And the FDA then says, okay, if it's generally recognized as safe, well, you can just do it. Is there no requirement that the companies that put these dyes in their food prove that it's safe? It's really a question of burden of proof and thresholds. We have to say, look, America is facing a massive chronic disease crisis, making us and our kids less healthy than we ought to be. If you want to address that, you have to hold basically everyone to higher standards to say, look, if you want to give kids food dyes, if you want to give people allow people to use food stamps to buy really sugary drinks, if you want to make recommendations about what the diet should be really, let's use our common sense, say, like, let's hold us to a really high standard, so you assume that so you have to prove things that you don't have to go out of your way to prove things that are that aren't really necessary, like petroleum-based food dyes, as unsafe before you say don't do it. And also you hold it to high standards for the guidelines and the recommendations you give to people. You need to have really excellent evidence before you say eggs are bad for you.
Right. Now, if people wanted to look more up about the report, the MAHA report, Make America Healthy Again, maybe they have some questions, what's a good spot?
Actually, I recommend reading the report. It's written in a way that almost anyone can understand it. Even I can follow it, and it's available on the White House website. So just if you type in the MAHA report, make our children healthy again, it's available right there.
Yeah, whitehouse.gov, and you're looking at health expenditures per capita and where the United States sits, and there's all kinds of really easy to read charts. And, you know, I really hope that you're successful in this mission. I feel like a lot of times parents have made these individual choices once they've learned about it. But the problem is not everyone knows about it. Sometimes it's just, well, it's the way my parents fed me. And that's fine because look at me. I'm still all right. But there's a lot of these little changes you can make in your life that can make your life a lot better.
Yeah, and there's also policies we can adopt to make our children healthier than they really deserve. We're taking away their birthright if we expose them to chemicals and other things that make them less healthy over their lives. We can fix that.
Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, National Institute of Health Director, in the MAHA report, Make America Healthy Again. You can find that whitehouse.gov. I'm so glad you were able to spend some time with us here in St. Louis. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.